The following podcast contains true stories of sex, kink, or gender. Thanks for being a consenting adult.
But I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
This special bonus episode is brought to you by some of our favorite sponsors. Join me in thanking them for giving us this gift of an extra story this week. Happy holidays, y'all. When it comes to finding the perfect vibrator for you, a key factor to consider is power. FemFun will provide you with some of the most powerful products on the market because they want to electrify your intimate life. FemFun is all about fempowerment. They want you to feel empowered to take control of your pleasure, and they give you the power to do so. FemFun is a family-owned and operated company that encourages people to explore their intimate curiosities and fantasies with full confidence. They have products for everyone, all genders, shapes, and sexual preferences. Their self-thrusting dildos, like the Essenza, will give you the luxury of hands-free pleasure. I just got the Essenza, y'all, and I love it. It has 7 thrusting speeds. Plus, it's got these wavy ridges along the shaft because yes, please. And the tip has just the perfect curvature to find and massage your G-spot while the rabbit attachment takes care of your clitoris. The Ultra Bullet and Booster Bullet are considered some of the best bullet vibrators on the market. At only 4 inches long, these vibrators have won awards for their strength. The battery life can last for weeks of regular playtime before needing a recharge. They even have 20 vibration modes and a memory function so you can find the perfect pattern for you and save it. Y'all, the future is here. You can save your favorite setting. I've been experimenting with all the settings, and the Ultra Bullet Massager is 100% waterproof, and if that doesn't make bath time fun, then nothing will. Their vibrators are quiet, so you don't need to worry about waking your partners or roommates with a little late night roughing up the suspect. And they use 100% premium quality silicone and soft touch ABS plastic on their devices, offering you a soft, silky feel. And right now, you can get 20% off of your favorite FemFun products when you go to femfun.com/DIXIE and enter code Dixie at checkout. There's nothing worse than a weak toy that dies halfway through your you time, right? FemFun creates innovative products with unparalleled power. So go to FemFun.com/Dixie and use code Dixie for 20% off. Remember, FemFun.com/Dixie. It's upon us, the last bawdy live stream of the year. It's on Saturday, December 12th. That's right now. And it's going to include great true stories from Girl Sex 101 author Allison Moon, from queer columnist Anna Pulley, from cinematographer Ian Dodd, and new songs from Jefferson Berge. Join us. It's our chance to see each other's faces, to come together, to listen to stories. There's a link to tickets in the show notes. I'll see you then. These days, life can feel a bit repetitive. No matter how much we appreciate our partners, having the same type of sex day in and day out can start to feel boring. Well, good news! Satisfyer has just released new app-enabled vibrators that allow you to spice things up. With their vibes, you can take control or give up control, whether with someone in the room or on the other side of the world. Satisfyer's devices are cutting edge and they're at their most affordable right now. And if you stick with me, I'm going to save you big money at the end of this ad, okay? If you're alone right now, your sex life does not need to suffer. Satisfyer's new line of app-enabled vibrators allow you to personalize your own programs. Turn your phone into a live remote control for your pleasure device. You can control the motor's speed and vibration length. You can create custom sequences for yourself. And if you really like them, you can save them. Can you fuck to your favorite song? Yes! The Music Play feature allows you to connect to Apple Music or Spotify, and your connected device will respond to the beat of the music. Or if your favorite song is your lover's voice, the Ambient Sound feature will pick up the vibes of their voice. For someone like you who loves sexy stories, Satisfyer's new Ambient Sound feature is a game changer. Hey, here's a thought. Turn that puppy on and just listen to the sound of my voice. Let me know how that goes. Distance often disconnects people, but Satisfyer's new app actually utilizes distance to heighten intimacy. With the Satisfyer Connect app, you can control each other's pleasure devices and see each other's responses in real time. The app's a great way to stay connected with your significant other. And I've been on a roll with these Satisfyer products lately. Here's some of my favorites. The Curvy 2 stimulates the clitoris with air pulse technology and intense vibration. And when you flip it, it seamlessly offers intense G-spot stimulation. The Double Joy is for partnered play. It's a U-shaped vibe that's perfect for G-spot and clitoral stimulation. It adds firm pressure with every thrust. And the Royal One is a cock ring with a clitoral stimulator that packs a punch for both partners. When it's placed over the penis, it intensifies erections while also delaying ejaculation. And the gentle clit stimulator presses on your clitoris with every thrust, providing additional stimulation. How can it get any better than that? The Royal One can also be used in your shower, bathtub, or whirlpool. And prepare your bits for some great news. Satisfyer is offering Body Storytelling's lucky listeners 40% off and free shipping for all app-enabled devices when you go to Satisfyer.com and enter the code DIXIE40 at checkout. Satisfyer's new line of products is Bluetooth-enabled to connect with their award-winning app, the Satisfyer Connect app. It works with Android, Apple, and iWatch. And if you're looking for a great price on some of my favorite new devices, remember, it's spelled Satisfyer. So go to Satisfyer.com and use my code DIXIE40 for 40% off and free shipping. Happy holidays. Ready for your bonus story? Here's a little info about the storyteller. Chara Steele is feisty, kinky. She's sometimes a bit socially awkward, but always an all-around people pleaser. When she's not cooking, spanking asses, or reading smut, you can probably find her crocheting adorable BDSM teddy bears. Getting in front of a crowd is not something that she would usually volunteer to do. Unless, of course, it's to spank a juicy booty. This storyteller is Chara Steele.
Well, hello.
Hello.
So I find myself topless, hands cuffed above my head, in 106 degree weather, with strangers affixing clothespins that are connected together by a string all over my breasts and my nipples and my abdomen and my armpits. And there's this man that I've met maybe an hour beforehand, and he has a hold at the end of that string, and he asks me, "Are you ready?" And I take a deep breath, and I shake my head yes, and then I just fall back into this exquisite pain. Let's back up just a little bit. It's 2010, and I am just out of a five-year relationship with a woman that I had allowed to have quite a bit of control over my life. My ex, Jessica, who, and I say this in the most endearing of ways, I promise, looks a lot like Frodo. Like a really charming, outgoing version, but very Frodo-esque. So I've been hearing about Burning Man for years, and it's something that I've really wanted to go to, but she's not having it. The desert is not for her, she's not going, so I'm not going. But now I'm single and a little heartbroken and kind of pissed off, and I decide that this is something that I'm going to do for myself. Also, it's a little bit of a fuck you to somebody that had influenced my decisions for a long time. So I buy my ticket, and I start researching, and burningman.org says, you should join a theme camp. So I go on Craigslist. Where else does one go? And I type in theme camps, and there are all these camps looking for people to join them. But one in particular really stands out. They are a brand new camp, and they call themselves Scarbutts. Their theme is coffee and spankings. Now, maybe 2 months earlier, I had my very first spanking, and it was administered by my ex, Jessica's Aunt Dee Dee. We're all sitting around drinking wine one night, talking about sex, and Aunt Dee Dee looks at me and says, I would love to spank you. And so I kind of sit with that for a moment because, you know, it's kind of strange for your partner's aunt to be like, let me spank that booty. And so I look at Jessica and I'm like, would you mind? And she's like, no, go for it. And Aunt Dee Dee looks at Uncle Patrick and she's like, what do you think? And he's like, go spank her. And so she takes me by the hand and she leads me down the hallway to their bedroom, closes the door behind us. Has me down on my hands and knees, and she's behind me, and I can hear her rummaging through this chest that she has at the edge of her bed. And then I feel this hard, smooth surface, like, rubbing on my butt, and then smack. That was a paddle. And that shit hurt. But I liked it. And so she just keeps spanking me until there's a knock at the door, and it is her teenage daughter, Maureen. And Maureen's like, Mom, I can hear that all the way in my bedroom. You guys need to stop now. And we're laughing, but of course we stop. But I don't want to, right? Because I was like really enjoying that. So this spanking camp seems like it's gonna be perfect for me. And so I go ahead and I join them. I drive out to the desert by myself. I meet my campmates. We take a couple of spanking lessons together. And some of the founders make it very clear that we are not a kink camp. Though every day this week, we have lines of people just waiting for us to spank their asses and serve them some coffee. So Wednesday rolls around, and I'm out on my purple plyo bike, riding by myself, and I ride by this camp called Spanky's Wine Bar. And see, you guys know. And I immediately stop, and I turn around, and I go park my bike, and I'm like, what the hell is going on over there? And there is this large box-like structure, and all these people are around it, and they have their arms like shoved through these holes in the box. And this kind of short, middle-aged woman with a huge grin on her face, she sees me watching, and she motions for me to come over, and she says, you have got to try this. It's a groping box. There are people inside. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. So I reach my arm inside this box, and almost immediately, the man inside wraps my hand around his dick. Guys, I've been in a monogamous relationship with a woman for 5 years, and I've got a surprise dick in my hand. And so I give it a couple of strokes, a couple of squeezes, but now I'm noticing this scene happening over here. And so I kind of just leave the dick behind, you know? It's fine. And I walk over, and there is this topless woman who's covered in tattoos, sitting on this small platform with her hands tied behind her back around this pole. And she has all this just beautiful, intricate rope work all over her chest and her stomach, and her eyes are closed, and she just looks so calm and serene. And I'm just staring at her. And this Santa Claus looking guy who's standing next to her goes, do you want to be next? And I'm thinking, am I really gonna let Santa tie me up like that? Okay. And so I just look at him and I go, yes, please. And so he finishes his scene with her and then it's my turn. And he asked me, well, what sort of experience are you looking for? We could do torture bondage, predicament bondage, meditative bondage. And I'm shaking my head, that one. I want the meditative bondage. So he has me sit down cross-legged and he gets right to work. And I'm really excited and I'm trying to like watch everything he's doing and see all the knots that he's making. But I'm realizing that as each one of those knots tightens a little bit more, as each one of my limbs is more incapacitated, I'm feeling more and more relaxed. I can just kind of lean into these ropes. And now my eyes are closed and I'm just kind of having this experience. And he finishes and he lets me know, I'm going to stand guard right here. I'm going to make sure that no one approaches you, nobody touches you. And it makes me feel so safe. And so I just let myself have this experience until finally my hands and my feet are going numb and I have to reluctantly ask him to untie me. And so like he's getting me undone and the noises are starting to come back to me and I'm hearing this rhythmic thwacking sound over to my left and I look over and this tall, lanky man is handcuffed to this angled wall and this shorter bearded man is flogging him. And this looks really interesting. And so I go over to get a closer look. And now the man's being uncuffed, and his head is being pet, and he's being caressed, and it just seems so loving and caring and really intriguing. And so the guy who's doing the flogging turns back around, and I ask, will you flog me? And he gets a huge smile on his face, and he's like, I'd love to. So I take off my shirt, I take off my skirt, and I walk over to that wall like I know what I'm doing. I put my hands up in those cuffs. And he gets me all strapped in, and he starts just kind of gently, slowly flogging me, which is nice, but I want more. And so I ask him harder. And so now he's hitting me harder. And again, I ask him harder. And so now he's fucking wailing into me. And this, it hurts. It hurts a lot. But I love it. Every time he hits me, I'm just waiting for him to just hit me again, you know? And finally, he stops. And it's not because I've asked him to. It's because he's tired. Like, it takes a lot of work, apparently, to beat the shit out of somebody with a heavy flogger. And so he unstraps me, and I go to have a seat, and Santa comes back over. He's been watching. And he says, I was wondering if you would be willing to model for a demonstration on breast torture. And I'm still feeling so safe with him, and I'm just in this floaty headspace, and I'm not even thinking about asking, well what's breast torture? I just say, sure. And so he brings me over to this other part of the camp and he asks me to take off my bra. And so I do that, but I put my skirt back on and I've got my boots and my dust goggles looking ridiculous, but it doesn't matter, we're at Burning Man. And he again cuffs my hands above my head and he starts explaining to the people who are gathered around that he's about to demonstrate a zipper. And I have no idea what a zipper is. But out comes this bowl of clothespins, and they're all connected together by this string that's been threaded through the metal springs. And he places the first one on my breast, and then invites the people who are watching to continue placing them on my body, which is a little surprising, but I trust him, and I'm good with it. And people are putting them all over my tits and my nipples and in my armpits and all over my abdomen. And each time one of their hands accidentally brushes one of the previously placed clothespins, it like reawakens all of those nerves and they're all burning and pinching and it hurts, but it doesn't hurt too much. And then the bowl's empty and he asks everybody to step back and he takes a hold of that string. And he asks me, are you ready? And I take that deep breath, and I nod my head, yes. And he yanks on that string, and every one of those fucking clothespins gets ripped off my body in this sound, and I'm on my tiptoes, and my mouth is just like hanging open from the painful sensation of it. But it's also exhilarating. And I went home at the end of that week, feeling really empowered And like I had found this part of me that I never knew was even there. I had bought a ticket to a place I'd never been, and I went to camp with people I had never met, and I said yes to all these experiences I'd never even imagined being a part of. And it introduced me to the BDSM world, which I just fucking adore now. Like, that shit is my jam. thank you. And now, 7 years later, I run Scarbutts, and I can tell you that we are most definitely a fucking kink camp.
Recording an EP. We strongly disagree. When the man says thunderstorm, gotta find girl under your arms. Late night, you just can't sleep. You're hungry but got nothing to eat. Bills paid, now you're really broke. In the shower if she drops the soap. Spank happens all times a day. Now be kind and spank away. But let me get up.
That song was Spank by the Great Apes. Are you like me, stuck at home and wishing you could take a relaxing holiday vacation with your partner? Rather than just daydream about that getaway, bring it to your home. Take a minute to indulge in pleasure with the Naughty or Nice gift box from Like a Kitten. Maybe you've spent hours this season with in-laws, kids, and other family members. You and your special someone deserve some much-needed alone time. Like a Kitten's Naughty or Nice box is the perfect gift box to spice up your holiday season. You want a fun, sexy night with your partner, but you don't want to spend hours researching and buying all the necessary ingredients. Like a Kitten has done the work for you and boxed it all up into one simple gift box, the Naughty or Nice box. What's included in the Naughty or Nice box? A Christmas cracker. You can pop that baby to reveal a mini vibe and cock ring. A massage candle, kitten matches, water-based butter rum lube, black satin binding ties, a fancy gold lariat necklace, a mini whip, and the Naughty or Nice game set. If you've been wanting to get a little kinky with your partner and you haven't been sure how to bring it up, the Naughty or Nice game set and the mini whip and black satin binding ties can help you get the conversation flowing and give you that extra nudge. Then take your time with foreplay. The massage candle will burn into a wax that you can use to massage your partner, and that'll get everybody warmed up. The packaging is discreet, fun, and well-designed. I love the big Naughty or Nice emblazoned across the front of the gift box. They'd make excellent gifts for you, your lover, friends, bachelorettes, because a present that reminds them to take time for pleasure is always appreciated. Best of all, Like a Kitten's mission is to help women own their power in all areas of life. A portion of all sales goes to charities that focus on women's empowerment, education, and health. You can feel good about feeling good. And right now, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 20% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com/DIXIE or enter code Dixie at checkout. Make sure you have the house to yourself because this is one gift box you'll want to take your time with. Just go to likeakitten.com/Dixie to get 20% off. It's not Giving Tuesday. It's the end of 2020, and Bawdy is in dire financial straits. If you support us on Patreon, you can ensure we're going to be around when the world opens up again. So please go to patreon.com/Bawdy. Support us at whatever level you can. The rewards are fantastic. You get free live stream tickets. You get ad-free episodes. You get games. You get more stories. So join us and become a member at patreon.com/Bawdy. And thanks for your support. It means so much right now. That's the end of our holiday episode. I want to say thank you to the sponsors who make this special episode possible. Thank you to Like a Kitten, to Satisfyer, and to Femme Fun. We really appreciate that you support the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. And thank you to the team that makes this podcast possible. Marty Garcia, our live stream technical director and podcast producer. Joe Moore, our video archivist. David Grossoff, who recorded the audio for this story. And thank you to you. I'd love a new review. If you're up for a review, please do it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you do it. It would really make 2020 go down a little bit better. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been our special holiday episode of the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. Happy holidays, y'all.